Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, wide open phones in this hour. I haven't even gotten into the big fable. And I want to predict some things about Osama bin Laden and his death, his supposed latest killing. Coming up after I take some of your calls, we got a state rep joining us who's fighting with TSA successfully. A lot of exciting things happening, really scary things going on with Fukushima. They've had multiple total meltdowns, partial meltdowns, more explosions. Now they're going to put up giant tents. That's been announced, so you can't see what's going on. But they've admitted it may go on for years, and the radiation is just piling up in the U.S. Just smoke coming across, building up. You see, it builds up. And did I say it builds up? And so the Fed's answer is just raise the safe level of what they say we can be exposed to. See, these con artists drink their own Kool-Aid. They think they control reality by waving their magic. I was about to say something obnoxious. Let's go ahead and talk to Tate in Florida. You're on the air, Tate.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I wanted to thank you for all of the hard work that you're doing in protecting America and her rights. And
God, well, let's get one thing clear. I'm not doing this because I'm a nice guy. I don't like being run by a bunch of criminal bullies. I'm doing this for me and my family. I realize that if I'm going to be free, you got to be free. But the point is, at the end of the day, it's selfishness. Let's get that straight. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to – I have a question I'd like to get to in a little bit. But I've been listening to your show now for about 2 weeks, and it's completely changed. I've always kind of had a little bit of apprehension towards, obviously, the government and just what we're fed in general. The Osama bin Laden thing kind of – awakened me, and it got me to start listening to your show. I can't even find my, I find myself not even being able to watch TV anymore. I've been starting to read.
Oh, yeah. Once you're awake, it is a cartoonish level assault and will drive you crazy. I mean, that's why I'm so obnoxious, because I'm sick of this. I don't like this. I don't like having to focus on these rats all day and look at Chucky Schumer and look at Obama and look at Mr. Global Warming, Mr. New World Order, Newt Gingrich, and hear Republican talk show hosts talk about how conservative he is. The guy's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a joke. I mean, I can't even imagine what it must be like for you. Like I said, I've only been doing it for 2 weeks, and it really angers me. And I try not to get angry about it, but it is very frustrating. But basically, the question that I wanted to get to, and I wanted to call in yesterday with Dr. Pachinik, but I wasn't able to. He's a great American, and he's a great man. However, there's something that I just find odd. He claims, you know, he was working for four or five presidential administrations. He was working in for, you know, several decades in intelligence around the world for America in black ops. He says that he has still very good friends in the intelligence community around the world working for America, and he also says that, you know, Secretary Gates and General Petraeus are good men, and that he expects them to do well in their, you know, obviously Petraeus' new position as CIA director. What I just don't understand, he claims that these are good men, and I'm not saying that Pachinik's not a good man, but it seems like what they're doing is selling America down the river, that they know that they're doing it. They're working for black ops. They know that they're putting up these false flag operations. They know that they're doing these things that are going to destroy America, and hardly any of them speak out, and I don't understand how it is. It just seems inherently evil to me. It just seems like they are selling us out, and they know that they are, but they don't say anything about
it. What do you think? Look. This is a very complex question. I'm going to answer it when we come back. I appreciate your call. Great points, Tate. Then I'm going to get to Bill, Judy, Marty, Mitchell, and others. These are all wonderful points, and I'm going to try to simply and succinctly answer it on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bill, Judy, Marty, Mitchell, Lance, others, your calls coming up. More on Ron Paul announcing this morning he is running for president. They're trying to demonize him because he pointed out, well, if they did kill bin Laden, this was illegal. It is illegal. Let's say bin Laden is the greatest demon on earth. There, let's say he did 9/11 for the sake of debate. We need to have a trial so the facts come out. Trials are also investigations. Out of a lot of criminal trials, other prosecutions come. See, when the system doesn't want a trial, they're hiding something. When the system wants to torture people, it's because they want fake confessions. That's the only reason torture pays off, and every historian, every military expert will tell you that. I know that's why you've heard it a million times. Torture's no good except for false confessions. And so Ron Paul doesn't play politics. He tells you what he really believes. He stands with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So he didn't say, oh, I think it's great we killed him. He said, well, it broke the law. We should have picked him up and had a trial. Resisted, that's different. Now they say he didn't. If you're going to pick somebody up for trial and they try to kill you, well, then you kill them. But this is different. They do not want a trial. And again, people email me and say, now you're saying the fable's true. No, I'm saying for the sake of debate, Ron Paul is going along, you know, with the official narrative because he can't prove it one way or the other. I guarantee you that's his real position. And so he gets questioned, and he says, look, it was illegal. Now, again, why do we have a trial? Because we learn from other societies how horrible it is when there isn't a trial. Because the system can just grab you. They set the precedent with some unpopular guy like bin Laden, and then it happens to you and yours. Just like the Indiana Supreme Court ruling, quote, a police officer can enter a home for any reason or no reason at all. The Fourth Amendment is dead, other judges in the dissenting opinion said. Justice Robert Rucker and Justice Dixon. They say this kills the Fourth Amendment. And then the other judge says, well, it is an ancient right to have a warrant, but it's gone. These judges are proud of themselves. But I'm digressing. I want to answer the last caller's question. It's just that, don't you want a trial? Don't you want to have him publicly interrogated? Don't you not want to kill him so you can get intel? And if I don't get to it later, guys, remind me. I've got to get to this. I want to make a prediction now. Of the hundreds of thumb drives and the 8 hard drives and all of this garbage they supposedly found, you're going to see the same Pentagon-funded front group, site group, and intel center who've been caught putting out fake videos before on record. The media says, oh, they're totally independent. They get all the bin Laden videos. No one asks, how do you get them? Why have you been caught faking them? You are now going to see, in fact, last night I meant to do a video on this, YouTube, but I didn't get around to it. I left early. So I had some business I had to take care of, predicting that we're going to hear that bin Laden had a beef with Obama. That way Obama can make his campaign all about how Osama was after me, but Obama got him. And they're going to say, oh, look, the hard drives show the plan to carry out 9/11. Here's all the proof. And plans to nuclear reactors. That's out today. I mean, I just know how these people work. I know them better than they know themselves because I study them so hard. They're just unconsciously running around engaging in their crimes. And sure enough, Osama bin Laden wanted to kill President Obama. Kind of like Saddam wanted to kill George Herbert Walker Bush. So George W. got even. Just a made-up story. So they can personalize it. So now Obama, who wasn't even in office 9 years ago when this happened, wasn't even in the federal government when this happened. Now this writes himself into the story, how he's this big hero and he's got Al-Qaeda after him. And, woo, they messed with Obama and you saw what happened. Oh, yeah. So I want to predict they're going to have the full 9/11 battle plan, how they did it, who they were, and it'll prove 9/11 isn't an inside job. Of course, the same government, not one, but two passports, fell magically, in fact, I've got to shoot a special report on this, magically fell out of the aircraft and within 3 hours were found in two separate occasions by the FBI. Millions and millions, that's a conservative number, it looked like billions, I don't know, tens of thousands of file cabinets blown wide open, paper everywhere, 5-6 feet deep of paper and dust, and magically, not one, but two passports, one of them undamaged, are found in the rubble. Total bedlam has broken loose. Absolute hell. Dead everywhere. Collapsed 3 giant towers. Feet of dust on the ground. Papers everywhere. And on the hijackers are their passports, and they go into the building, the fireball, and come out, and one of them unscathed, and then magically get picked up the first day. Now, if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you believe in unicorns, pixies, Easter bunnies, the Loch Ness Monster, the Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, Bigfoot, garden gnomes, Count Dracula, Frankenstein, I mean, zombies. It's not true. It's impossible. Oh, and of course, they got the passport at Flight 93, too, but the whole plane disappeared. It was blown up by F-16s firing sidewinders into it, and that even came out. It's just, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I haven't gotten to the last question of Tate, who I'll have to recap for folks that just joined us. But of the hair, lips, the admiral, I'll get to Bill, Judy, Marty, Michael, Lance, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. That's a more politically correct way of saying that. I just can't handle it anymore. I'm living in the real world, folks. And then they found hijackers' bags. Out of all the bags that could get lost, one of the hijackers' bag with uniforms and admissions and photos and plans, and they found another car with all the plans in it. I mean, the evidence of the crime is the evidence of the frame-up. And then you get into all the other pieces of it. But you watch. They are going to release the plans for 9/11. Watch it. In fact, I have to go over a whole list of these. I wrote these down last night and then didn't even bring them to work today. I wrote like 20-plus points that I'm predicting they're going to bring out of this intelligence. And they're so arrogant, they're going to still bring it out even though I've called them on it. Mark my words. The battle plan for 9/11 will be released right before the election, unless this show's gotten so big now that we ruin it for them. And we did ruin Bush rolling out bin Laden in 2004 when Madeleine Albright and others picked up on it. Okay, let me answer the question of Tate. And don't feel bad, callers, I got you on hold, because look at all the time I'm spending answering Tate's question. It's a very important question. Almost forgot to get to it. That's how my brain is jumping around. Tate called in, and he said, look, I'm sure Dr. Pechenik's a great guy, great patriot, but he's in black ops, overthrowing governments, doing all these things. You know, these guys have got to know that this overall system's evil. How can he say that Secretary Gates is good? How can he say Petraeus is good? I call it the buddy syndrome. Albert Speer, the German interior minister, look up Albert Speer. Was he I forget his exact title. He was overall the architecture in Germany and infrastructure, but I believe it was interior minister. Look up Albert Speer, Nazi Germany, Nazi official. I want to, side issue. I want to make sure I'm factoided correctly on that. Said that, they asked him later, they said, why didn't you know that Hitler was a bad guy, and he said, when the devil's got his hand around you, patting you on the back, telling you how much he loves you, you don't recognize it's the devil. And they pulled up in the encyclopedia, chief architect. I know he was architect of the Reich, but at the end he was also given, I believe it was interior minister, but minister of armaments. He was a bunch of stuff. Okay, thank you. But continuing, what Pechenik, this is such a complex issue because this goes to the very nature of good and evil. This goes to the very nature of black, white, and all those grays in between. The point is, it isn't about if Pechenik is some lily of the field or whether he's a dark Diablo. The issue is he is a high-powered insider coming out and saying 9/11 is an inside job. And he's coming out and saying the bin Laden thing's fake, and he's been on record for almost 10 years with that, and he's been proven correct. Obviously, he is from that system. And so it's not a judgment about who he is. That's for God to decide. We don't know his whole history. His life's not an open book to us. And so, yes, when he's saying that Bush is horrible, Obama's horrible, He's saying George Herbert Walker Bush, compared to them, wouldn't carry out a 9/11. You know, he worked with George Bush. He says he admires him because he wasn't a narcissist and was secretive and liked to do things behind the scenes. He's worked a lot with Gates. He worked with him overthrowing the Soviets. Pechenik hates communists. He's proud of what he did. He was sitting there talking about, you know, the great work in Indonesia fighting communism. And his argument would be, well, the communists would kill even more, you know, if we didn't do what we did. That's the nature of fighting fire with fire. Don't look into the abyss lest you become the abyss. The point is, judging Pechenik one way or the other, he has courage, he's high-powered, he's an insider, he's here giving us intel. Okay? So, take the information for what it's worth and make your own decisions. You know, I had Vincent Bugliosi on. I don't agree with a lot of what he stands for. You understand that? We'll be right back.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of a pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Here's my final point on Pacific. The caller, Tate, earlier said, why don't Robert Gates and Petraeus come out and say 9/11 is an inside job if they're good guys like Pacific's saying? For me, the totality of what Pacific was talking about is dealing with bin Laden and stage terror and future stage terror. It's a side issue that he thinks those guys were honorable because he worked with them and he was compartmentalized and saw that perspective. Overall, it's a distraction from the issues. But then the caller said, well, why don't they go public? Well, here's Pechenik going public, and he's being criticized because he came from that corrupt system. And he's not completely attacking the entire system. So that's why a lot of folks don't ever come out of the New World Order or come out of this corrupt system, because they know they're not going to get a very friendly welcome once they do. It's kind of like you made your bed, now sleep in it. That's why it's very important in life to watch the decisions you make. Watch who you get in bed with. Because there's a point of no return. And if you've done the right things in life and made the right decisions, doesn't mean you're perfect. It's a good feeling to be past the point of no return. And it's a mental illusion that there's a point of no return when it comes to going from evil to good. But Pechenik would argue he's proud of what he's done fighting communists, and that they were, you know, evil and wicked, and he had to, you know, fight dirty to defeat them. But you see how that attitude may get things done, but leads to where we are today. And I can have that academic discussion with him next time he's on. I'll bring that up to him. But we'll take your calls. You'll be able to call in and talk to him. Bill in Wisconsin, then Judy, Marty, Michael, Lance, everybody else. I'm going to start trying to get through these a little bit quicker now. Of course, you know I won't. But Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Ditto across the board. I know you don't want to. I want to beat a dead horse. The thing I have a problem with, and I love all the information. The guy is a, you know, he's a top spy master in intel and everything. And 98% of everything he said is just unbelievable. And then when he comes up at the very end and says that George H.W. Bush is a statesman, that's really where I start to question, like, what is his what are his actual motives? Is he the person out there trying to give you information and let you know this is what's going on? I mean,
well, my mother and my dad went with us to the beach to go fishing last weekend, and she said to me while we were sitting there, you know, on the beach building sandcastles with the kids, what I already knew. Basically, the Brent Scrocoff, George Herbert Walker, George Shultz, James Baker group was sent in the last 2 years of the Bush administration to take over and to kind of kick the neocons out. Because the neocons at the time were writing editorials calling for a new 9/11. I mean, they were getting ready. And the establishment said, look, this is too out of control. You're discrediting our whole system. And so Pechenik is a manifestation of that older guard, basically going, look, it's false flag terror. The Bin Laden thing's fake. We're sick of it. The folks are incompetent that are in Washington, and it's almost the old guard's disdain for the more ham-fisted new guys. And so, yes, that was a message from the establishment to, and that's what he said. He said, this is going to the White House. I want you to hear this. I want you to know, don't do the false flag. Don't start the new wars. We need to end these wars. We're going bankrupt. This is just more old guard that realize soft power and don't want to destroy the entire system. What do you think Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is? He's super high-powered in all those big elite groups. They realize that the people running the system are going to run it over a cliff. You know, the globalists have this idea of wrecking everything, and then they're going to get all the goodies. If they totally burn the whole system down, there's going to be nothing for anybody. But, you know, Pechenik was a ground operator, but you know, one of those guys that was a general who also was on the front lines, a jack of all trades, a Renaissance man, and he's proud of what he's done. I mean, he's one of those old Cold Warrior types. It's a different breed than just Chicago mafia and ballet dancers and, you know, their gay escorts and all the everybody prancing around. And it's not saying they're even good. The point is that it's powerful information. He's a big insider. So having Pechenik on isn't an endorsement of the Cold War. It isn't an endorsement. It's a window into things unseen. You see what I'm saying?
I understand completely. I just want to say for new listeners out there who are just having a hard time swallowing all this, once you come to the realization that your birth certificate is traded online publicly, your blood being taken at birth for the UN, once you come to this realization, it's very, very scary. But you have no choice once you're back in the corner. I mean, you gotta come out swinging. And I like to always say, quote Mark Twain, was the fear of death follows from the fear of life. A man who lives fully is prepared to die at any time. So once you get past that helpless feeling,
Well said.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Congress is moving to strip the EPA from its power grab, trying to shut down power plants all over the country. The U.S. Congress is also moving to cut the funding for future naked body scanners, $70-plus million. That's happening at the federal level. Here's the headline. House GOP moves to defund body scanners. And more than 20 states are in the process or have already voted in one or more of their houses to enforce state law. In fact, I don't even know how we need a law if it's already illegal. I've had district attorneys on the outside of the pants, squeezing genitals is a misdemeanor, inside is a felony. I had the San Francisco DA on last year on this. But here's CBS TV out of DFW, and it says, AP Austin, the Texas House passed a bill that would make it a criminal offense for public servants to inappropriately touch travelers during airport security pat-downs. Well, it's already illegal. I mean, I support the bill, but approved late Thursday night, the measure would make it illegal for anyone conducting searches to touch the, I'm sorry, I have to read this on air, folks, the anus, sexual organ, buttocks, or breast of another person, including through clothing. It also prohibits searches that would be offensive to a reasonable person. the Bills' chief sponsor, Republican Representative David Simpson, big feather in his cap. This is the kind of governor we need. Who said this has to do with dignity and travel and prohibiting indecent groping searches. See, a lot of even congressmen are going against this because their wives and kids are getting grabbed. Now, listen to this baloney. It goes on to say the law may be superseded by federal law. Where is the federal law to have this jurisdictional power grab and people sticking their hands down folks' pants? Representative Simpson, thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Well, glad to be with you, Alex.
I know you're in session. We've only got about 10 minutes with you. Tell us where this bill goes now, why you're doing it, what the bill does, why it's needed.
Well, last night, 94 legislators, along with me, who joint authored the bill and co-authored it, plus a large number voted and overwhelmingly in a voice vote to pass it on second reading. So today, this afternoon, we'll, God willing, we'll pass it on third reading, and then it'll go to the Senate, and I'm very hopeful that the measure will be passed there well as well, and then go to the governor. I am expecting his support on the bill. I've mentioned it to him a couple of times, and I do not anticipate any opposition. In fact, it goes along well with the set-up campaign. This is a very reasonable to be fed up with people touching us, just innocent travelers in our private areas. And so we're just saying that, you know, the Fourth Amendment should be enforced. And we're saying that here in Texas, that it's unreasonable to touch people on their private parts without probable cause as a condition of travel or as a condition of entering a public building such as the Capitol.
This is saying guilty until proven innocent. Have you seen the new video of the six-year-old with the woman's hand down her pants, of the one-year-old baby with them checking in the diaper? I mean, this is a joke.
It is. We've gone from, you know, proof to ridiculous excess. So we're staying here in Texas. This is where we're drawing the line, and I am very hopeful that it'll stop some of this nonsense.
What about enforcement? I mean, if this passes and becomes the law, are you going to have undercover state police sitting at Bergstrom? And if they see the groping of the genitals, because it's confirmed they squeeze just to identify what it is, they make women go behind closed doors and remove menstrual pads. That's on record. I mean, this is like induction into a maximum security prison. What about enforcement? If this passes, how are we going to enforce this?
Well, first of all, I hope they'll change their instructions. There is no federal statute requiring this, to my knowledge. And so I think that's the first thing that'll change. And secondly, as far as enforcement, the Attorney General will have some jurisdiction, and I hope it doesn't have to be enforced. I hope they'll just stop it. It applies not only to the federal agents, but it also applies to our own DPS. And so it applies to anyone seeking access to public transportation or public buildings.
Well, it's amazing. Dealing with this and talking to DAs, isn't it already illegal for a sworn peace officer to stick their hands down somebody's pants or grab their genitals, say at a traffic stop, unless they see someone shove drugs or a gun that's an imminent threat in their pants? According to the DAs I've interviewed, Representative, it's already illegal. I mean, there's already statutes to charge police, so why not just go ahead and start enforcing the existing statutes? Or is this law just a further, you know, codifying common sense and trying to get the attention of the feds?
Well, it's certainly common sense. It's really something that we should be surprised that we've allowed this to go on so far. It is true. I mean, the DPS troopers can't do what these TSA people are doing. And, you know, I think they get away with it because we let them get away with it. And we just need to start saying no. And this is the travelers don't have an option right now. And so this is the states should stand up for their citizens and interpose when there's unreasonable searches, and this is a good place to start.
Well, let me expand to naked body scanners. Thank God there's a move in the House to cut their funding. People need to put pressure on the Senate now, but here in Texas, obviously, people need to call their state senators and say, look, we want this passed, we want this moved to the head of the line in the legislature. But they, the TSA says, if you don't like a grope down, then go in the microwave oven scanners. I have sat there in multiple airports in California and other areas and witnessed them send women and children predominantly through scanners, and then they get the additional groping. And I know this has happened to Jesse Ventura in front of me, former governor of Minnesota. I know Ron Paul, a congressman, presidential candidate, has confirmed it's happened to him. After the scanners. So that's a red herring, and I'm sure they've tried to use that on you. Well, hey, if you don't like the groping, go through the scanners.
Well, that's right. I mean, they actually forced my son and my wife. They were standing in line to go through the metal detector, and they got there in plenty of time, and I told them that. But they said, well, you have to come. They forced them out of that line to go through the scanner, and my wife refused to. She's got some medical issues, and she didn't want any more radiation and or to be seen naked and all that. And so the only alternative is to be groped. And it's not a pat-down as a euphemism. It's a rub-down. They go up and down the inside of your legs twice, touching your groin area. They lift up your breast. They go on and pat them down. It's just excessive. Here's what really disturbed me as we were taking testimony on this. There was a young boy from Oklahoma and his mother who were separated in one of these searches. And this autistic boy, when he was being patted down, so-called, or groped, he started yelling, stranger danger, man on boy. And that brings out the real sense of it. If an autistic boy who's been taught to protect these areas to figure this out, why can't we see what we've done? We're taking away people's dignity, their privacy, and we're limiting their freedom. The government should keep us from harming one another. It shouldn't harm us. And it should protect our freedom, protect our dignity.
Absolutely. For those that don't have disabled children, they have to train them especially about abuse because that's who abusers target because they're unable to articulate the abuse they've gone through as well. And that reminds me, Representative David Simpson from here in Texas, of the Bible verse, out of the mouths of babes. I mean, if an autistic child knows this is wrong, well, I mean, what about my children? I've trained them. Nobody touches you, not at school, not anybody. Even if extended family touches you, you tell me about it later. And then my children watch TV, they listen to the radio, they hear me, and they go, Daddy, are the men in uniforms going to touch me? And now it scares, it makes children fear police, does it not, Representative?
It does, and even representatives. I have one representative here who travels from El Paso every week, and they force him to either go through the scanner or to be groped. And he hurt his foot, so now they're shoving stuff down his calf and with to make sure he doesn't have a bomb.
Well, the message is we're all criminals unless you're the federal government. And then we see all this crime with the TSA who goes through almost no screening. Sir, why do you, in closing, why do you think the feds and Chertoff, who made some of the money from this, why do you think they're attempting to do this? I mean, I see it as a federal power grab. What's the jurisdiction? And now the feds want to be at train stations, bus stations. They've run federal checkpoints with TSA-trained people. I mean, for me, this is a giant federal power grab. What's your view?
Well, I can't speak to their motives. I mean, I think the issue with respect to protecting us from terrorists is important. But if we look back, where have the terrorists been stopped? They've been stopped by individuals exercising their self-defense. That's the first and foremost way to deal with people who harm us, is our own ability to defend ourselves and not the government. Many times they're, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes away. That's what we need to focus on. And we need to allow that.
Well, that's right. More and more, like with the Colorado case where the guy came in to shoot everybody in the church and the woman had the gun and killed him right there. In closing, taking this testimony, what can we do to make sure that this gets passed and Texas leads the way from tyranny back into liberty? Any other poignant stories that you took in testimony?
Well, first thing you can do is you can call your senator, and it's better to for the constituent to call their own senator and not just a whole host of them, although that's certainly welcome too. And then to also contact the governor. We've had support for this bill and the other one that didn't get passed. It did die, sadly. I ran out of time. It was in calendars. It didn't make it to the floor to stop the naked body scanners. But we should request that that come back next term. And those are call, email, talk to your senator and to the governor. And we should work with other states. And I think, you know, we need to also try to get to the airport early, try to go through the metal detector, and then refuse to be groped. Refuse to go through the naked body scanner. Protect our dignity. Use other forms of travel. And we need, ultimately, the security needs to be done by individuals and turn it back to the free market. Let the airlines determine what's the best way to provide security. Some will do it one way, some will do it another. And eventually, the best would turn up.
Well, Representative, in closing, we know what common sense, what course we should take. And Benjamin Franklin said, those that give up liberty for supposed security are going to get neither. Look, we have hundreds of thousands of deaths in cars, all these other, you have a better chance of dying from a bee sting than terrorism. The idea that the federal government could ever protect us from terrorists is asinine to begin with. And if they believe there's this big foreign terror threat, the profiling, you know, that, and it's not profiling of whole groups, it's profiling of the type of individuals that statistically are involved in this. And everybody knows it. And I just really want to thank you for joining us and Godspeed. But you are confident it's probably going to pass the Senate if we put pressure on them.
I think so. I have received very, very little. I mean, I only think of three people that have opposed this bill as far as people around Texas. There have been some that were hesitant to sign on to it until they saw how it was going, but I'm expecting overwhelmingly for the bill to pass out of the House today, and I do expect good support from the Senate and hopefully the signature of the governor. I thank you for this interview. I believe in a free press, and this is critical to solving problems in a peaceful way.
Absolutely. Please take this message to your colleagues in final closing, Representative. I want to thank you because I haven't been able to travel with my wife or three children for several years now because of the grope downs and now the scanners, and we want to be able to travel to places like Disney World. We want to be able to travel and show my children the nation's capital, but I will not have pot-bellied men and women sticking their hands down my children's pants. And so please, please, we pray that everybody support you and folks in other states to get our right to travel and dignity back. Representative David Simpson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, sir. There you have it. You heard him. Almost total support, bipartisan. No one, almost no one, and I've seen the polls where over 90-plus percent are against the scanners and the grope downs. You've seen the polls. But when you watch the national news, you see no one who's against it. They will cut to an old lady, an old man, a young woman, a black guy, a white guy, and they'll say, I think it's good, keeping me safe. I think it's great. And then it turned out CNN did that, and it was a bunch of government bureaucrats they interviewed, not telling people that not only were they bureaucrats, they were prominent, well-known Obama officials and Bush officials, mid-level minions, but high-level. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And I've told the story that I'm going back to your calls, that I have a friend. I don't want to say too much to get him in trouble. I have a friend who is pretty high level at the Austin Bergstrom Airport. I have several, actually. But this particular individual, one day his brother, at least at the time, was one of the managers at Access TV. I don't want to go too far and then give him up because they'll figure it out. And this is 5 years ago. And they started the taking the shoes off and the questioning then. And he came in, and I was getting my equipment checked out to go do my show. And he said, wait, turn on News 8 Austin. And we said, okay. So they flipped to News 8 Austin. And he said, yeah, they were there for like 2 hours. They had to interview over 40 people to find one person who said, I love the new taking my shoes off, taking my belt off. I think it's great. Keeps me safe. And he said, as part of his job, he had to sit there while all this was going on. And they went through more than 40 people. And finally, one old lady said, I think it's great. I love it. And he said he laughed to himself. And he and his brother were making like a $5 bet. And yeah, real funny guys. And the TV was on. And it came on. And there it was the old lady. And they were just laughing. But see, it's not funny. So that's what they do. That's how they distort reality. But we've got to call them on it. When you go to the city council and say, here's the government's own documents, here's the EPA admitting a sevenfold increase in bone cancer from one part per million sodium fluoride, here's all these cities removing it, and you go, listen, this isn't funny, servant. Your laughing doesn't belittle me and put a label on me. I'm going to sue you personally for putting toxic stuff in the water and assaulting me if you don't remove it. And you know what? Even if you don't even win the suit at first, slap suit them. Slap a suit on them. Teach them. And then come back the next month. They're not going to be laughing. I mean, I want the city council of Austin. I want every one of them sued. You understand? And I don't have the time or energy. I can't do it all. Sue them. Sue them. They're assaulting us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The point I was trying to get at is we got to call these people's bluff. Okay? I mean, 99.9% of people were against the banker bailout in scientific polls. Barbara Boxer admitted she was getting 2,000 to 1 phone calls against it. But then the banks came in and said, we'll have martial law if you don't do this. They had O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary before Snow, then of course it was Paulson, on Bloomberg, say, we may need to round up these members of Congress that are doing this. They're the equivalent of Al-Qaeda. If you don't believe me, just search former Treasury Secretary, those against raising debt ceiling like Al-Qaeda. You can watch the Bloomberg video. I've played it two or three times. I'm not going to play it again. I know it sounds insane. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe they're sticking their hands down our pants. They're out of control. We've put up with so much now, it's becoming ridiculous. It's becoming a cartoon. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. I mean, the Supreme Court of Indiana has ruled there is no Fourth Amendment. I mean, I just read the article last hour. You can't make it up. The head judge in the deciding opinion, Stephen David, writing for the court, said, quote, if a police officer wants to enter a home for any reason or no reason at all, just we'll do whatever we want. A homeowner cannot do anything to block the officer's entry. Let me ask cops a question and these corrupt prosecutors. Do you really want to open this door? This Pandora's box, you know, every culture that's done this goes directly to hell in a handbasket. You think the foreign banks are robbing us now? You get rid of whatever checks and balances there are. Ooh, I mean, none of us are safe. Hey, cops, you know they're moving all over the world to take your pension funds that you paid into. They're calling it an entitlement. The IMF and World Bank, that's the front groups that control our Federal Reserve. In every country they take over, they're doing it in Ireland right now. They are taking the private pension funds, stuff that's 100% your money. All of you petty people, part of the petty power structure that slowly have been trained to violate folks' rights, rights are trampled to steal and to enslave people. There's this attitude that, yeah, he's into all his rights. Oh, what a wimp. Talking about his rights. The rights are there for a reason. Humanity's been through this over and over again. Bob Chapman's coming up at 8 after. I'm going to hold him over when Jim Mars pops in with us. Jim called me up the other day, pretty upset about the Bugliosi thing, so I want to get him to counter. I'm just going to have them both on together because they're both interesting fellas. I'm sorry I hadn't got to more of your calls today. And I would go into overdrive, but I'm on international television after the show. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in Michigan. Judy, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
First of all, I wanted to thank you and my boyfriend, Tim, from Michigan, that, search term Tim, that waking me up to how corrupt the government really is. It really made me pay attention. And I really think you should have won an Oscar for that search and seizure for the Fourth Amendment of the lunches. But the real reason I called was how, you know, you can see right through the Obama thing how everybody is losing faith in him. So he came up with the birth certificate thing, which anybody could Photoshop a birth certificate.
And now there's a million documents in the hovel, in the rat hole, and it's going to be, 9/11 was carried out by him. Easter bunnies helped. Anything else, Judy? Great points.
Bin Laden, everybody knows that he was in the hospital for kidney problems.
10 years ago.
Yeah, and how could he have lived this long? So,
ma'am, do not question Santa Claus, okay?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.